This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a business Monday. Got this Kulumis in day Ningi that has to do about inina a business. Kona umuntu esimphethe la. Ngambiza nge expect. Yeah. Sazokhuluma naye ke ukuzwa nje izinto ezimbalwa. Before that, we gave you 2.1 teaming up with ubani uTate Stana khona uNtabi Singh bethena stimela esaphi na esasezola. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of the Business Monday, namhlanje on the Hlanganani Media Show, we are so privileged to be joined by uNontobeko Kamnyandu, who is a CEO of Imvano Yethu Accountants and Consultants. Good afternoon, Miss.
Afternoon Ntuthuko, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ube kanye nathi kulolu hlelo olumnandi kangaka ihlanganani Media Show. Unibingelelayo uNontobeko Kamnyandu, all the way from Mvano Yethu Accounting and Consultant. Siyabingelela kakhulu.
Before we get into the business of the day, briefly give us maybe a brief rundown ukuthena Mvano Yethu Accountants and Consultant iyaqala kuphi, iqala ubani, kanjani?
Right, Mvano Yethu Accounting and Consultant. I company I registered in 2014. I registered I Mqobo Nontobeko Kamnyandu. We have been in the business from then, from when you started. Our offices are based in Durban, 106 Clark Road. So umasibala kimyaka, we are 10 years full this year. So we thank God for that. The business has been good. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho. So our business is registered accountant. We are registered with the board SAIT. We are registered with the board cyber. So SAIT is for tax practitioners, so where we deal with tax. And then cyber, it's where the registered accountants. So you need to be registered. You can't be an amateur and do accounting and tax, because here we are talking money.
I told you, ladies and gentlemen, she is an expert when it comes to inina accounting. Happy 10th anniversary.
Thank you
guys, send Pumile namazinyo, right? Puma Mazinyo, natural. Can you please explain now the role of your accounting in a business setting?
Accounting, that's very important. So accounting plays a crucial role in managing the financial records, in analyzing the reports, in ensuring the compliant in tax laws and regulations. So umasikhuluma ngalezo zinto sikhuluma ngeaccountant, you need to be ingqondo yakho kufuna kube ukuthi isethile ngoba there is uSARS, which is an enemy to abantu. Well, hence akufuzile ngabe it's an enemy, because if you have accountants, you have your backbone, you have someone whom can speak on your behalf. Right? Who can speak on your behalf, who can help your business keep the tracks of all the business transaction and everything.
I don't like SARS.
No, you don't have to.
I wish someone can tell SARS not to come near me. I don't like SARS, to be honest. So now we now know what is the importance or what is the role of the accounting in a business setting. Now, how does accounting contribute to the success of the business now?
Right. So when you keep your record straight and they are transparent, you are inviting the creditors. You are inviting abantu abazo invest the business in lakho, right? So by that, a business lakho seliba nama stakeholders amaningi, baningi abantu ababa ne interest nawo ukuthi beze business in lakho, because the accounting yakho iqondile, amabhuku akho aqondile. So i accounting iyasiza kwi risk management. Because la ubona yonke into ibusiness ini ukuthi okay, la sihamba kahle, la there's a risk, and then you try and solve that before the business collapses.
Manje, there are accounting principles, Mrs. Mnyandu, right? Accounting principles. What are some of the key accounting principles that a business should adhere to? We now know if you are not having an accountant, vele, you can't have abantu investing their money, kupaga to business in.
Right. Accounting is very broad. So, masikhuluma nge accounting, there is a gap there. General acceptable accounting principle where lafo ke lazibuya khona where everything ikhona khona ke accounting because lapha ziningi izinto sikhuluma ngama accrual principles sikhuluma ngabo accounting questions so ngoba sise MUT the students will like okay nazo accounting equation where we say A is equal to L plus O so because you're accounting obviously maths is on
yeah I see that need yeah
so lapha yakuna ma kune accounting period so kubalekile ukuthi when you start up your business when you run your business know your business inside out all right so know your accounting period umuntu angathi umuthi when is your accounting year end athi what is that you need to know that because mangabe uyibambile ukuthi what is your accounting year end uzokwazi ukuthi amabhuku akho aqala nini aphele nini then you don't have a problem with SARS because inkinga iqala where kukhona khona into elahlekayo la there is a misunderstanding of the things then must uyaqala ke ubalekela le ndoda enkulu SARS but if you keep the principles uSARS nje nawe kuzoba into right then there is a going concern sikhuluma ngama principle right
yeah.
A going concern it's where you just assume so awazi ukuassume nawe ubizudla imali ngapha right
yes.
When you assume is where you keeping your money you keep the imali business bafethu right
yeah
right
yeah.
So if we going concern is where you assume that the business is going to be here it now and in the foreseeable future right
yes, yes.
So that's where we going concern u estimate lapho ukuthi okay business lizobe lisakhona lizobe lisebenza kahle lana I cash flow yethu ithi by 2028 sizobe sesinama properties amangaka depend ukuthi business lakho li focusa in because a business in you don't start a business just to be stagnant you start a business to be successful to venture and to invest in other things that can bring money because everything is about money in accounting.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking about the accounting. Saying I was a gap. Now, lenti qala lapha yana phansi lapha yana Mrs. Mnyandu. Iqala lapha ko CPJ, CRJ.
Yes.
Iziyofika ko gap.
Izifike ko gap.
Hey, but
so kahle nje ufuna iqale khona ko gap because once you know the principles, konke kunye kuyalandela. Njoba ngishilo ngathi yabona ama accounting students azosho ukuthi ayina khona. You are wazi ukuthi you understand your accounting ungawazi accounting equation.
Lalela bafethu.
So manje CPJ CPJ CRJ sesikhuluma ngo payments no receipts. So lapho ke imali ziyangena ziyaphuma.
Abo data schedule sibabiza ngani?
Singena kuma journals siya generalize sikuba general ledgers siyahamba siyophuma le ku trial balance siyofika kuma financial statement
where
la sikhona khona ke manje la sizofuna khona ama investors siyangena siyanqonqoza eminyango abantu bafuna ama funding left right and center how are you going to get your funding if uma financials akhe ngaqondile
I bank reconciliation umeli balance
umeli balance
hayi bafethu
ilasijabula khona thina ama accountants ilasijabula khona mayinga balanceli ufika abantu bentante officeini befuna le listen the lot because funa li
balance umeli balance I wouldn't survive with accounting so let's speak about now how do we actually use ama financial statement for decision making as a business now how do we use the financial statement ukuze sikwazi ukufika enqumeni ezayithatha as a business.
All right. So, ama financial statements asisiza uku allocate ama resources. Sesiwenzile ama financial statements ethu ayatshengisa i financial position, there's an income statement, there's a cash flow, there's ama notes. Kukhona yonke i setup yakho yonke right because uqondene ne accountant rights that is registered, right? So, izokusiza ke uku allocate ama resources ukuthi okay, now we've accumulated this much. So, what can we invest on? And then imase iyaphinda futhi insize with the investment decisions ngoba tingisasho ukuthi ukuze ukwazi ukuinvesta you need to have your financial statement abe transparent right ungabi khona imali enye ongazoyi allocate ivele kuma financial statements akho because now how are we going to advise you accordingly ukuthi okay now you can buy shares lapha yani hamba uyothenga ama shares kuma companies that are listed ku JSE because that's how we are growing our companies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to Mrs. Nontobeko Kamnyandu, who comes from Inina Imvano Yethu Accountants and Consultants. Kahle kahle uyi CEO yakhona lapho. Now, sesingenile ku decision making and what not. So, what are some of the challenges that a business face in terms of accounting principles? Since sibona ama auditors esehle nyuka lapha, sethi yazi ukuthini kunento ezingenzekanga kahle. Like, what are some of those challenges?
Yeah. Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Yes.
Data accuracy, technology integration. So, cost management, internal controls. So, technology integration, As accountants, we have a system that we use. In the business, you need to have systems. Accurate information. Bank statement, imali, funagali balance, this one was allocated way. So we need systems.
Yeah.
So umanga bege ama systems are not in place. Akichimagama audit.
Yeah.
Goba nangum teto umil ubegi lusar so to keep your receipt for 5 years.
Yeah.
Masaya kalumun that but there is these receipts utinunyaga odwa isi fade la iseki information.
Yeah.
You need to make a copy of that.
Make
a copy and staple it with the original receipts. Ubuti kushile, but it's there.
It's there.
Right? Because manga being echo now when a sinking in. Yes, the transaction did happen, but you do not have a proof, right? Then masaguba it data accuracy and integrity, right? You need to be accurate with the data yako. Make sure with your data systems are up to date. Now we need to keep records of everything. Petrol. We need to have accurate record of that information, right? Then masaguba ama cost management, right?
Yeah.
Business as el cooler. Siyaqala manje sekuba nama departments, right? Ibusiness elikhulile ngizwile ukuthi kuthiwa kade khona la ekhuluma ngama chicks, right? Lapha yasesoba ne department la sekufika khona kuya dispense sekufuna iphume inkukhu ziye e rainbow zambe ze ukuze sithola ama wings amnandi, right? So we need to have management of that, right? We need to have a cost management in that ukuthi okay ama deliveries mangaka ukuze senze I profit.
Yeah.
And my cost of sales is at in, and my expenses are at in, because the main purpose of running a business is to make profit, right? Then masaguba and my internal controls, right?
Yes.
We are living in Mhlabeni kunzima, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fraud.
Yeah, that is true.
Yes. So the internal controls are there to prevent the fraud from happening.
Yeah.
Because some businesses are structured in different, right?
Yes, yes.
So we need to have internal control in terms of preventing fraud, in terms of preventing our errors, because we are humans.
Yeah.
And the machines, they do errors, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but if you have an internal control, from happening. Then masakuba khona ama unauthorized activities that we cannot run away from.
Yeah, you can.
There will be unauthorized activities azokwenzeka. But if you have an internal control into ibonisa qala, then masuyakwazi ukuthi we prevent from happening. Then ama business will be sustained by ngaleyo ndlela. Uma ngabe sizogcina nje our accounting iphila ebusinessini and keep our systems iphila as much as ke kuyi challenge njengoba sisho ukuthi yine by challenge ilezo ngoba kufunakale uzothola ukuthi ibusiness lisaqala phansi ngiba kanjani ke manje nazo zonke lezi zinto into bekayibalayo because mina ngisaqala technology integration ngizofika kanjani kuyona yonke le nto ukuthi manje namhlanje sekuyiloku kusasa sekuyiloku. You need to be consistent ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule liye phambili. You need to be consistent, wazi ukuthi yini lo iqalile masu uyayimela, then by that you will achieve everything.
What is the difference between an accountant and an auditor?
Right. The accountants, they are doing the accounting part. They keep the books.
Right.
The auditors, you know, makuthiwa uya auditor, okay, nayi into ithi awukwazi ukufike wenze i-bookkeeping, wenze ama-financial statement, wenze auditing.
Okay.
Because now, you are doing all the work now, usekuwena wedwa. Uzobona kanjani if there is an error, there is something else that you left out, and.
Yeah.
So that is why now kune audit, where everything is done.
Yeah.
Then you audit to see a figure. It's bring me your bank statement, bring your trial balance, and then your financial statement. Ngoba usukefuna ukubona ukuthi zonke lezi zinto does it make sense na? Because we tend to mix business
with
and
pleasure.
Personal things.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I get that is a big challenge that we have. Ugutsi sibe business ngapha sihlanganise nokwasekhaya i-business nokwasekhaya kuyahluka
kuyahluka
that's one thing ngifuna sifunde ukuthi siyahluka then ke ukuze uma ngabe sekufika iparty yokuthi sesiya audit ngoba uma uauditwa let's just say they are raising an assessment for something in business in lakho mabenza i-audit aba besenza i-audit kuwena kuphela i-business in kuphela bayadlula baye kuwena izo direct
okay
nakhona khona abangayiboni kahle your spouse your sister
God.
Who wonke umuntu la kufuna kube ukuthi yonke into siya comply we're talking about laws and regulations here
yeah yabona ke nguthando sars but sekunabantu futhi engabajani ngabagcina bekena izinto ezipersonal so how do you guys feel if nifika ma business inikutatazela wonke umuntu
no we just keep them calm you don't have to in the sense show angithi accountants are here to help you
yeah
right
yeah.
so mangabe sifika thina
that means
you don't have to tatazela
yeah mawutatazela nenkingi
give us what we need from you give us lento esifunayo then thina sizokhipha enkingeni because it's a matter of analyzing and allocating ama expenses where they belong because inkinga iyaba nalaka misallocation uyafica okunye kulapha yana engabe kulapha ya
yeah
so uma ngabe nje ukuthi you keep your business clean ube transparent because into yenza ukuthi abantu babaleke kusokukhona okunye okufihliwe ngale uthola ukuthi uveze lokhu kanti khona okungale so ke that's what will make you the worst enemy with the tax and regulations
uthena uDr Zondi from community engagement uthena I normally see abantu abangama auditors taking more than 2 years to actually complete a report what is the cause of this
and because of the shortage of information.
Oh yeah, it's
because if information ilethiwe yonke isikhathi.
Yeah.
Then isikhathi sokwenza auditing sizoba sincane.
Yeah.
Because if let's just say cuz vele indaba iqala izifike igcine ku SARS. So SARS mangabe kunika notice uthi 21 working days uhlale uyilethe ngo day 21.
Yeah.
Then now they need to also do the analysis on their own because remember these people they've got the right to access your bankers
yes,
right mangabe
yes, yes.
sebewa access ile ama bankers they need to see ukuthi le information oyilethile lapha ngkwethu iyafana yini nalesi iqoqele thina yona because uSARS can collect data ngale kokuthi nje akubizi maye sekubiza usuye sekwenzela ifave kodwa nisho sekukholekthile data waliqeda wathi nani then uma ngabe ke sekuthatha isikhathi it's because each transaction sicazulula nga one nga one nga one nga one right
yeah.
if khona into enga understand ekla because remember we are trading business right uzofika emva noyethu uzokhokhela service for me to deliver a service I need to pay u cyber
yeah.
I need to pay you say it naye kuza deliver service kanjalo kanjalo so uma ngabe ke sekwenziwe i audit they need to see this transaction going to umva noyethu from umva noyethu yena wenze njani
Mm.
Now akama taxes. So igcina igibelana kanjalo uthola ukuthi bekauditwa wena Ntuthuko then the next thing sekauditwa mina manje ngoba
yeah.
ufica igama lakho lapha ukufica igama lami lapha yana ezintweni zakho
yes.
ukuthi wena ungikhokhele u2 million.
Yeah.
Lo 2 million engazange mina ngize ngu disclose.
Okay.
Yaqala inkinga.
Hayi bafethu. Ayangena manje endlini bese uNtobekwa kaMnyandu the CEO of Imvano yethu. I want us to conclude the interview yethu by sharing the contact and the social media handles of Imvano yethu accountants and consultants. Bafuni banthola kanjani mabenifuna?
All right. Ama offices ethu aseThekwini.
Yeah.
106 Clark Road.
Yeah.
Sikhona ku WhatsApp. Inamba ka WhatsApp it's 078-215-7708. Then sikhona ku Facebook Mvano yethu accounting and consultant sikhona ku TikTok as Mvano yethu sikhona ku Instagram Mvano_yethu
manje there's that TikTok and share my challenge ngama records
yes.
thank you so much Mrs. Mnyandu
siyabonga kakhulu
this is an MUT radio podcast